Welcome to the Listening Post from WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Every week, we choose a local news topic and open up the conversation to thoughts and opinions from across the city and the Gulf Coast. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. A month ago, we ran a segment about coastal erosion, and you, our loyal listening posters, were kind enough to share your questions on the issue. Today, we've got some answers for you, starting with that nagging statistic about coastal erosion that gets thrown around like the old pigskin. At what rate are we losing football field-sized portions of Louisiana's coastal wetlands?
I hear it's a football field a day.
I know that we're losing, I want to say, something like an acre per day, or I don't remember the what per what, but a lot.
To set the record straight, we're turning the keys to the Listening Post mobile over to Mark Schlefstein, the science reporter for NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. He's been covering coastal issues in the region for more than 30 years. We asked him how often we actually lose a football field of wetland.
I think it's every 30 minutes, but that's a changeable number based on increasing sea level rise.
We wanted to share a couple of the questions you texted us with our expert. How long do we have before we reach a tipping point and can't reverse the problem?
We're actually beyond that tipping point. We've lost 1,750 square miles of the coast, and we're in danger of losing another 1,300. And we're going to continue to lose until we get to a point where these projects that are proposed are actually beginning to work.
What plans exist to relocate communities affected by erosion?
That's actually one of the bigger problems that the state is facing, and to say that they have plans would not be accurate. What it means is either buying people out who live in the worst flood-prone areas or actually building their homes higher.
Let's get Listening Post producer Kate Richardson to jump in the Mississippi with us.
Hey, Jesse. Most people don't know that the Listening Post has a little sister, the Listening Coast, who's looking for a few good voices. If you live in the 985 and you'd like to join, text the word COAST to our project number, 985-200-2433. Here's a few text messages we got from listening coasters this week. We asked them how they're directly impacted by coastal erosion. As a fisherman and sportsman, there's less and less marsh. More open water means more turbidity. And by the way, I looked up turbidity and it means murkiness in the water. Another person said, I'm a crab fisherman, and the crab catch is less and less each year. And my family owns a bait and fishing business. Diminishing marshland in Leeville may wash our building away.
That last comment came from Tricia Griffin. She's the daughter of Gail Serenee Hayes, proprietor of Gail's Bait Shop in Leeville, Louisiana. Hayes' town sits 13 miles outside the nearest levee and has seen much of its nearby wetlands washed away. Leeville has less than 100 residents and may not survive the combination of coastal erosion and sea level rise.
On an extreme high tide, then I do get water in here. It's not something that you ever get used to, but it's something that you just learn to deal with.
To make sure flooding doesn't destroy her inventory, Hayes has created display sets on her walls that can fold up and attach to the ceiling when there's a threat of water.
So I take everything out from the bottom and hang everything else up. And if I lose my roof and I lose everything, I have to replace it.
She says she knows it's a hard way of life, but she wants to stick it out as long as she can.
As long as this building stays together, I'll keep coming back. But if ever the building is destroyed, I'm not rebuilding again.
That's all for this week, Listening Posters. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. If you're in New Orleans, join our project by texting the word HELLO to 504-224-5314. And if you're on the coast, text the word COAST to 985-200-2433. Next week, we're taking our show to City Hall to share your thoughts on problems and solutions in New Orleans. Hit us up. We'll see you at the Listening Post.
The river spoke back.